Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Crisello, Tony Gwynn
Jr. Omaha!
Yep, that's right. Crisello, Tony Gwynn Jr., Peyton Manning, and Matt Scraby, who apparently...
This was an off-air conversation.
I didn't say anything yet. I was not going to out you. But well, now I
you
am.
Might, now you might as
now
well.
Now I might. No, I was going to just say that Scraby's talking about maybe we should PPD Chris vs. the fans today, because the Tom Hanks thing was fun.
Yeah.
And we could talk more about that. But, you know, I know that people like to play Chris versus the fans.
Chris was very nice in covering for me. I just completely forgot to add any questions.
Oh, really? You hadn't told me that.
Oh, yes. All right, Chris.
And you know what? You know how that goes. Usually, if he hasn't come up with questions while he's doing them, you're going to get the...
They're going to be such bad questions that you don't even want to play today. So
you're not wrong.
We apologize to everybody. Chris versus the fans will
have to... He's scrambling to come up with some, but we'll see how it goes.
Well, let's say this, man.
Should we do Tom Hanks' movie trivia?
I'm going to say this about Scraby, and I don't say a lot of nice things, but he does so many things behind the scenes for this show that you people do not know.
Thank you.
And we do give him a hard time because it's fun, but you know, stuff like Chris versus the fans, stuff like, you know, Daily Gambit, or I do that,
yeah,
but,
do that.
But stuff like Big Five, Sports Court, Scraby puts a lot of that stuff together. So it is appreciated more than he knows, and I understand how he could, you know, make a mistake of this magnitude.
I think I have a tear, Tony.
No.
I really do. That was very nice of Chris.
We'll get a chance to qualify for the Vegas trip Monday, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So we're not doing Chris for the fan. I think it's better because Tony's right. Because if you're just making a question up on
it'll
the fly,
be like,
that's tough.
What team does Kyler Murray play for?
The good thing is, or I don't know if it's a good thing or not, but we're gonna have to find a way to cover these next 10 minutes.
Good thing we each have five.
We did promise
mentions.
That we're gonna do five of the. Tom Hanks, best of the rest. I know Big Five's coming up. Daryl Strawberry in there?
He's not, no.
Okay. Did you see this one, Tony?
I did.
You know what?
I forgot that actually happened.
I didn't even know that Daryl Strawberry was still in that kind of, you know, under that much, you know, I don't know, issues. Where,
what are you trying to say?
Well, I don't know what to say.
For those who don't know what we're talking about.
He's not in jail, but he's been basically been given...
A pardon.
A pardon.
Yeah.
Not even basically, he has. Been given a pardon by the President of the United States. And I think for Daryl Strawberry, it seemed like it really, you know, was a heartfelt thing for him that he realized... Because the Daryl Strawberry story is quite, you know, involved.
Yeah.
Right. He played in the 80s with the Mets. He was a fantastic player. He's from California. He's from Crenshaw High School in the LA area. And he was a, you know, rookie of the year, MVP type player, 8-time All-Star, right? He was, you know, straw
he
could
was a
hit.
Dude. Yeah.
Yeah. He could swing it. But Strawberry had a lot of problems with, you know, narcotics and drugs and drinking and everything like that. And it finally, you know, cost him his, you know, his sobriety cost him in so many different ways. And he ended up, you know, getting, I think he...
He
failed to report some memorabilia income, and he ended up spending 11 months in jail.
And by the way, the rules on that during that age, because guys in the 80s and 90s used to go to what they called a card show, which
right.
is they would show up, these vendors would pay them a lot of times in cash.
And they'd sit right? and sign
and
autographs.
And they'd sit and sign autographs. That was a practice that... I think went on for a little bit before.
Imagine your dad was had to be asked
sure.
to do the.
He definitely did them.
And tell people the way it used to work, if I'm not mistaken. Like Tony would sit, your dad would sit there. There'd be a line around the block to
right.
get his autograph.
Right.
There was a guy standing with Tony that said, "All right, hurry up and get to the next person." Your dad would have loved to talk to everybody, but they had a certain number that needed to be signed
needed
in
be
a certain
signed.
Amount of time. And so this was a real, you're right, it was a big deal, and people used to kind of, a lot of people complained. They said, I tried to say hi to Daryl Strawberry, and he told me to get lost. He had to.
Yeah, Daryl pleaded guilty in 1995 to a single felony count of tax evasion.
Right.
That was based, as Chris just mentioned, on his failure to report $350,000 in income from autographs, personal appearances, sales memorabilia. That probably was over some years in time that he...
Right.
You know, ended up getting to that amount.
Right.
But nonetheless, he got a pardon. And his
But more of his story, too, Tony. He was suspended from baseball because of cocaine possession charges. All kinds of things followed Daryl. And then, you know, the unfortunate health issues, colon cancer, chemotherapy, you know, heart attacks. This guy has been through so much. He's now 62, 3 years old. And he's been like a minister for the last 10 years. He's been imparting wisdom and trying to help young people. And he's really, it appears, to have changed his life 180 degrees. So, you know, good for him. And I say good for Trump, who said, look, you know what? Daryl Strawberry is a guy that, you know, did his thing and paid his dues and paid, you know, whatever, and he pardoned him. So if nothing else, Daryl Strawberry now officially doesn't have all of that stuff on his resume.
Yeah.
And he felt very grateful for that, did Straw. So that was a good story.
No, it was.
Every now and again, we catch one.
Scraby, is there a quarterback controversy in 49er land? I've been seeing this pop up here.
People want it to be.
But you don't think there is?
I
the fact that you're
so.
Hesitating.
No. The reason there's no quarterback controversy is because they paid Brock Purdy a lot of money before the year.
Good point.
But he has not played at all. And Mac Jones was Kyle Shanahan's favorite in that draft, but then he drafted Trey Lance instead.
Oops. Oops. You're lucky that
really outthink in the room there.
But you're lucky that mistake did not spin that franchise out of
I am.
It would have if it wasn't for Brock Purdy.
Of course.
If
of course.
He's the
Kyle
last
Shanahan
pick of that.
Fired.
He saved it. Yeah.
He saved that whole thing.
Yeah, I remember I read something after the fact of them drafting Trey Lance.
I think I remember you saying this on air.
Yeah, he was like so into Trey Lance and like was his best friend, and then he gets into camp and
he's like, uh-oh.
Realizes this isn't the guy, and then he started distancing himself, and then he got traded.
The other sad note, 6 former men's college basketball players at 3 schools, New Orleans, Mississippi Valley State, and Arizona State, participated in gambling schemes that included game manipulation or sharing information with known bettors, the NCAA announced Friday. Day-Day Hunter, Dyquivian Short, and Jamon Vincent, who played for New Orleans last season, manipulated their performance for betting purposes in 7 games, according to the NCAA findings. In all 7 games, Hunter, Short, and Vincent allegedly lost or attempted to lose more points than the spread at sports books as part of the conspiracy with outside bettors, the NCAA said. Those two players at Mississippi Valley State, Donovan Sanders and Alvin Stredick, were offered money to throw a January 6, 2025 game against Alabama and A&M, according to NCAA. Sanders also was overheard discussing throwing the game ahead of the December 21st, 2024 game. Yeah. Basically, those six players have been busted on this. We had read last week or maybe 2 weeks ago that there was an investigation kind of going. That seems to have come to an end. It just continues to reach further and further out in sports.
It's there. It's out there. Luckily, we're 7 days into November, and they have not enacted the legalization of college athletes gambling.
They have gone away from it.
So
and
let's stay there,
at least. It's so interesting. We talked a little bit about it yesterday. ESPN all of a sudden canceling bet. ESPN Bet is no more. Was it millions like or billions?
Is it no more, Scraby, or is it there just
it's
not
no
being
more.
Run by
it's,
ESPN?
It's not no there.
I think it, on December 1st, it like actually closes, but they signed a 10-year, $2 billion deal with Penn Gaming, and they are already out of the gaming business, basically saying they couldn't get a market share. And I know why.
Oh, so they're not out of it because they're trying to do the right thing. They're out of it because they weren't making any money.
I think they're out of it because the NBA was like, hey, this you can't have your own sports book.
Sorry, this ain't going to work for us, man.
Yeah.
Okay.
But like, I think that the reason that it failed is because they had terrible personalities on there. Chris and I used to watch this all the time. They would predict and we would keep track. They were never right. And they acted like they were always right.
We've done that experiment a few times
on
this show.
And they were never right.
But we make fun of ourselves, and we don't purport to be experts.
No, I'm not talking about us. I'm saying we've done that on
to a
BetQL thing.
Remember that? Chris would choose a 5-star on his own.
Oh, that's right.
And then I would go up against the actual 5-star.
And they would never be right either. Well, you know, maybe it's slowly but surely. Yeah, I'm hoping against hope that, you know, it's going to switch over and people are going to get away from this gambling thing because they're seeing what can happen.
I mean,
but I'm also surprised. They had to know. If I knew this could happen, you knew this could happen, Tony. The people who put all this stuff into place had to know this was a possibility.
I think there was some wishful thinking.
Yeah.
That it wasn't going to reach as fast as it did. It literally didn't take very long.
No. One more quick note. We got to do our Tom Hanks thing, so we'll do the next segment.
But we can't.
Oh, we can't now.
Oh, we got
a guest.
We got Mr. Heidi coming.
Miles Heidi. We'll get in our honorable mentions at some point.
Tom Hanks fans, never fear. Do you know who Olivier Rieu is? Anyone?
Yeah,
Olivier Rieu, you
don't,
know?
Is he in the Big Five? He's in the Big Five.
So we will find out.
I'll tell you in advance. He's in the really Big Five.
He's in the Who Cares Five.
Well, then don't put it in there.
No, Big Five.
Who cares? Five. I'm confused. We'll have to explain it when we come back.
You'll find out when we get to the Big Five.
Yes.
But before we do that, Miles Heidi from San Diego State's men's basketball team joins us next. Aztecs, Idaho State, Sunday. Can't wait to talk some Aztec hoops, and we'll do it after this short. Hang on a minute.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Holiday PSA from DSW. this is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
4:18 on the clock. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Solo, Matthew Scraby. It's been a jam-packed show. Aztec flavor, if you will. It only continues with our next guest. Miles Heide joins us now. Miles, how are you, man? Are you enjoying some rest time a little bit?
Absolutely. I appreciate you guys having me. It's been good. Had a little off day, but back to work now.
Off to a great start. You guys get the first victory. You do it pretty convincingly, and I would say it was your play early that kind of broke the seal, if you will, on the rim for you guys. You guys kind of took off after a couple really nice plays from you. Just talk about maybe energizing the group to kind of get going there after a little bit of a slow start.
Yeah, obviously, we start off a little slow, but it's something we've been working on, in practice. But I think for the just getting us going open is like our defense that kind of started everything. Was we was getting stops and we was able to put that into offense and get good shots after that. So I think that's kind of what broke the seal was just our defense.
Well, that and, you stepping into the passing lane and going end to end for a bucket. That's the dream of any big man, right? To be out on the open floor showing off your ball handling capabilities, right?
Yeah, it's probably the slowest fast break. So.
The slow break. It worked.
Yeah.
It worked well.
And whatever got the bucket.
You got it, yeah. Miles Heide is with us. Junior season at San Diego State. And to me, Miles, you become one of the – you know, the fan favorites. You know, I know you guys are all down there working your tails off, but I think the fans really love your work ethic. I know I do watching this team play. I mean, a ball goes up for grabs, and I know your nose is going to be right in the middle of that. Talk a little bit about, you know, your desire for the basketball and how much that plays into your game.
Well, I appreciate what you said, but yeah, for like offensive rebounds and just kind of Rebound is like the biggest thing for me. We've just struggled with that in the past, and I feel like I've got a pretty good knack on like when the ball comes off the rim and where it's gonna go. So I kind of just been putting my head to like I'm gonna try to get every rebound I can this year. I'm gonna do every opportunity. We have such a deep team that if I'm tired, I might as well sub out and come back in. So I'm gonna go for every single ball that I can.
It's nice to have the type of depth that you guys have. Miles, this is your third year. Now, how have you seen your game evolve in year three as an Aztec?
I would say I've been working on my outside game a lot more. So, I mean, people saw me dribble for the first time probably. So I've been working a lot on that and just being patient on offense. So, like, back downs, just being patient, letting the defense set, so then I got my outlets if I need to, and then obviously our culture at San Diego State is our defense, so I've kind of just been working on getting my hand and getting more deflections and being able to contest without fouling, because I'd rather stay in the game than sit on the bench with two fouls in the first half. So just being able to make the right plays and have an IQ on the floor.
Miles Heide is our guest, one of my particular favorite Aztecs on this basketball team, and it's actually a pretty long list. I think almost all of you guys by the end of the season will be on it. So, you know, we love watching you guys play. And talk a little bit about, and this is your third year, you were on a Sweet 16 team as a freshman last year. You know, I thought another good season. It didn't quite end the way you wanted. But where do you, how do you rate this and compare this year when we haven't started necessarily, but what do you think as far as comparing this to what you've been on the first 2 years? Because everybody's saying this is a really talented group.
Obviously, like I said, we're really deep and we have a lot of good pieces. I think that obviously we're experienced and we've got a lot of returning guys, but also just the new guys. And the freshmen as well, they took a really big leap this year, like just the start of this year. Like, our freshmen are really good, Jeremiah, Sean. But I think we have such a deep team, we're able to really play as hard as we can and kind of buy into the fact that we all want to win instead of just sacrifice those individual goals for the greater good. What's also nice about this team is everyone's everyday guys.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what we've been preaching is, like, come to work every single day and kind of have that mentality of, I'm going to get better regardless of how I feel. If I feel really bad today, if maybe just had a bad day in general at school or in the morning, come in there and do the best you can, have the hardest work and the mentality. So I think that's what everyone kind of has in this team, and I think that's why we can be so special.
Miles Heide joins us here on Gwen and Chris. And Miles, you guys have a pretty difficult non-conference schedule this year. You guys were able to scrimmage a team like UCLA earlier before the season kicked off. And you've been here now, this is, as I said, for your third year, and you've seen these type of schedules come together. What type of how does the schedule help you guys down the line? Playing against these tougher teams with the type of defensive pressure you guys will face, how does that then kind of translate by the time you get to league?
I've been playing for Dutch for 3 years now. Something I really like about the way he sets our schedule up is we always got really good people in the non-conference. So, like, we have to be good early. And those teams that we play, they're tournament teams that they're going to show up on your resume. So if we're able to go take down those teams and get a win, that can help you at the end of the year. That's how you get a higher seed. That's how you get on the tournament. I mean, that Houston win last year was really a make or break for our season. If we didn't win that game, we probably wouldn't have made the tournament. So I think him having us go against good teams like Arizona, Michigan, and Oregon, and then obviously if we win those games, we'll play another one in Players Era. I think that sets us up for even a better seed or making the tournament later on in the year if we struggle in league. So I think those tournament games are these early non-conference games are so crucial. And, I mean, I like them. It gives you a chance to play players that you're not going to usually play until the tournament instead of just playing your league guys all the time. I mean, you see these same guys every other month. So I really like it. I really enjoy being able to go up against really good teams and showing what we can do.
You guys got Idaho State on Sunday, 2 o'clock at Viejas Arena. Miles Heide is with us. The short Miles Heide, and I'm going to explain that in a second. But before I tell you how short he really is, he's a center, he's 6'9", but there's a method to my madness.
I'm waiting for it.
All right. Yeah. I want to remind everybody he's an academic all-conference player, has been a scholar athlete each of the last 2 years, and about to be a third. I like to get that for all of no these doubt. Kids who work so hard in the classroom. Miles is one of those guys. But he is a short guy when he's walking around with the whole family. His sister is 6'7". His mom is 6'4". His dad is 6'11". Miles, when we see you guys coming, oh my goodness. What was the world like for you guys all growing up? Like, that's crazy. So 6'9", you kind of settled right in there. Did I hit a bad spot?
I don't think my dad's 6'11", but I'll give him that.
Oh, well, all right, blame Mark Ziegler for that in the paper, because that's where I read it in the paper. But
no, it's been really, like, my family's always been there for me, and, like, I've always looked at them as, like, man, how am I going to get through this if I have a bad part in my career? Because both my parents obviously played in college. My sister's played in college. They've all had injuries. So, like, kind of picking their brain sometimes on, like, how'd you get through this? Like, I know it's a different day, different this day and age, because we have social media. We have all this type of NIL stuff. So, like, it's obviously different. But the mental part is always going to be similar. So I'll talk to my dad. I'll talk to my mom and sister. And both my younger siblings play as well. So, like, I feel like I'm a very good outlet for them if they have anything to talk about. But during my recruiting process, I had both of them. I had my sister. So, like, it's always a blessing being able to go to them and obviously play my dad sometimes in 1v1. My brother, they both just came down for the last game, so it's really good to see them.
It's not often you can lean on all of your family for type of advice in terms of being recruited. It doesn't happen very often. Miles,
can't hide anything away from the Heidi family on the highest shelf in the kitchen,
though.
No,
you can't.
They'll get it.
Miles Heidi joins us here, big man for the Aztecs. Now, a couple of days, you guys did some work in the community. It sounds like you guys were out at Hoover High School, helped distribute some food to the community. It's the third time you guys have been down there to do it. That's got to feel pretty good to kind of give back to the community a little bit.
Absolutely. I mean, especially in what we're dealing with now with our government being shut down and no SNAP and the EBT cards not being here for the 1st of November, it's really crucial for us to give back to our community. You know, Coach Luster, who is an alumni at Hoover, he talked to us. He's like, man, all those accolades and all those achievements that you had in college, yeah, they're cool and all, but you really gonna remember for how you give back. Right. And I think it's really important to give back to your community for the people that are less fortunate. You know, so, like, with NIL these days, we're getting paid a lot of money, so, like, we're able to give back as much as we can. And especially through Mesa, we do a lot of that, which is really great. I'm really grateful for that. And, you know, we're going to continue to do that. You know, we showed up at events, had the whole team there. It's always good to hang out with some high school kids. Just, you know, they're always excited to see us.
Yeah.
See the people that need the food and, you know, just hand them out. It's really great. And, I mean, obviously, it's good for me just because I get to give back. So we're going to continue to do that. We're going to continue to spread the awareness on Instagram and stuff like that, especially through Mesa. So,
awesome.
Yeah. I want to point out, too, following over that Miles was talking about donating their time and all of this. This team has been doing this for a year and a half. They're so, you know, into it that this team voted to donate a portion of their own NIL money, right, to help Feeding San Diego.
Yeah.
So, I mean, these kids are putting their money where their mouth is.
Literally.
In terms of going out, contributing to our community, and getting behind doing it. And they have a GoFundMe page as well. So, you know, look that up, GoFundMe.com. You can find San Diego State's, you know, basketball team and help, because they're out there doing that. And that's a tip of the cap to you guys.
No doubt. Miles, appreciate your time, man. Keep up the good work. We'll be rooting here on Sunday for you guys, and best of luck the rest of the season.
Thank you, man. Thank you for having me on. I appreciate you guys. Have a wonderful Friday, man.
Thanks, Miles.
You do the same. Go Aztecs. Miles Heidi. Big man for the Aztecs, well-rounded.
He's a big man until I've seen him walk into the practice, and after one of the girls' practices, and the guys will come in. Miles Heidi comes walking in, and I go, man, he's a big – and then Gwath comes in.
Yeah, he's,
and I'm like,
he's,
well,
bigger.
Miles isn't that big. These kids are so tall.
It's like watching Giancarlo and then Stanton come out. Like, oh,
it's
okay,
crazy how tall these guys are.
I was
are.
A little afraid you touched a bad subject there
with the height thing.
I was like,
yeah, you didn't mean to do that.
I don't think it was.
I think he was okay with it, but maybe. Ziegler wrote the story, so I blame him if it's wrong. But he said, yeah, they're all tall in the family. So.
Remember,
how
all
he?
Guests on 97.3 The Fan, join us via the David P. Shapiro Fan Hotline. David P. Shapiro, criminal defense attorney, helping good people regain control of their future when charged with a crime since 2010. Excuse me. Visit DavidPShapiroLaw.com. Sorry, Scraven. Go ahead.
Now, how old is he?
He's a junior, so really 20-ish, maybe.
Yeah. When these guys come on the show, and we always talk about what the coaches do, how they help them, guide them. I mean, you just heard right there. These coaches are teaching them the right things. Like, I mean, your accolades are going to be great, but, you know, helping these people is going to make you feel good.
And listen, a lot of these, if we're being real, a lot of the guys, gals at that age hear that, but may not quite believe it. But as you get older, you start to recognize that no matter what you've done in your career, ultimately, when you are dead and gone, people are going to remember you more for the things you did in that community. And
very good, Tony.
I think San Diego State, specifically that basketball team, doing a terrific job, especially with this current time that we're dealing with right now. So
did we not? We explained it, I think, very, you know, and just the look, Gwath could have gone anywhere. Miles Byrd could have gone anywhere. This program means so much to them and the coaches and the family that they came back.
That's how it had. That's the only way a program like this is going to survive.
That speaks more volumes than anything. Yeah. And the same on the other side with Stacy and the girls. These two young ladies who were in here today, I'm sure with the way they played last year, they had some offers to go elsewhere. They didn't want to. Right. They want to stay here at San Diego State because this family, the basketball family, has been really, really solid.
No doubt. All right, let's get to the break. Finally, we get to Scraby's Big Five that had a whole bunch of topics that Chris and I wanted to talk to you about earlier. We'll get to hear
them
now.
Very protective over my topics. Mark Sanchez makes the news.
Ah, more Gwen and Chris.
Quinn and Chris on the Fan.
Listen to 97.3 The Fan on the Odyssey app for your chance to win a pair of tickets. Wow, what is this? Depeche?
Oh, no.
We have another person who doesn't know this band.
I know the band. It's called Depeche Mode.
Oh, that's right. You just didn't know any Depeche songs Mode that they had done.
Did we just hear Depeche?
Depeche.
What is this, Depeche?
Depeche.
Listen to Gwen and Chris weekdays from 2 to 6 on 97.3 The Fan.
Chris Ello here, and Spiro's. My goodness, such good food. What a good place to go this weekend with the whole family. Coronado at the Ferry Landing, La Jolla at the corner of Prospect and Fay. Outside seating, people watching, and just, you know, delicious Greek food. Starts with the filet mignon kebabs and the beef and lamb gyros and hummus, the Greek soups and salads, the rice. They got good rice at Spiro's, I'm telling you. It ties it all together. Great meal, lots of food. You don't pay much for it. You get great family-friendly service, and the atmosphere, it can make you feel part of the Spiro's family probably on your first visit. And once you go, you're going to be going again and again because that's how good it is, and that's how nice they are. Spiro's has been taking care of us here on this show. And they've been doing that a lot with their catering. I want to remind everybody about that catering. Call Spiro's, go online, spiroscuisine.com. You ask for April there. Tell her about your big event, whatever it is, whatever you need, and they are there to service you and make your event memorable, and it will be. Everyone will be talking about the food, believe me. Spiro's Mediterranean Cuisine, Coronado, La Jolla, and again, the catering. If you got any kind of events coming up around the holidays, make sure you think of Spiro's and enjoy. Thanks again to Miles Heidi, San Diego State basketball, Sunday, 2 o'clock. Idaho State. The women's team plays tomorrow at 3 o'clock. We had the young ladies in earlier. So, make that part of your weekend. Go out to Viejas, see the women's team. They get the banner, their rings, and then the men's team will be out there on Sunday taking on Idaho State. Chris and Tony and Scraby, and we got a Big Five headed your way here. And since we started this segment a tad later, let me not talk too much. Let me give it to Scraby right away, because otherwise he'll get typically ornery.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
It's that time of the show when we check on the latest in sports. Only the most important topics and questions are brought to light.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
These news stories will astound and amaze you. The one, the only.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
This hour on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by IHOP, introducing the IHOP value menu, where all your breakfast faves are just $6 each every single day. Where else can you get a big filling sit-down breakfast for only $6? Go to your happy plates with the $6 IHOP value menu, available every day at IHOP, $7 in some locations.
Number five.
All right, so we talked a little bit about the fallout from Craig Stammen's hiring, and I'm going to read some of those YouTube comments before the end of the show. But Chris, got a simple question to start off the Big Five today. If there is one thing outside of not having enough experience that worries you about Craig Stammen as manager, what is it?
I think everything's kind of in that category, unfortunately. I mean, I was going to say...
Is there a part of
Yes, I'm going to say specifically, I think the game, when you're in the dugout, comes at you fast. And I don't think there's any way to get used to that other than to have it happen.
Trial by fire.
So, not that he's going to miss a pitching change or forget, to put a pinch hitter up, but there's a lot to think about. But I think Craig Stammen is smart enough to know that he'll lean on the people around him and, get better at it. So, but that is a little bit of a concern. And I think when you get to the postseason, it probably comes even faster. So, there you go.
if you're looking for a concern. But I don't have many. Craig Stammen's a, I think he's a pretty solid guy. I'm really a fan.
Tony, if there was one thing outside of experience that worries you about Craig Stammen as Padres manager, what is it?
I don't know if concern is the right word, but I think the hardest thing to do is manage a bullpen. I think he's got great help in that category to do that, right? Ruben, assuming he's back as the pitching coach. Ben Fritz, he's done a terrific job. So he's got support there. But can he connect when a position player gets into a rut or he needs to get hit, you know, try to pull something out of him? That's not something that pitchers generally have a lot of experience at. But I, like I said, I don't think it's concern. It's inevitable that he's going to have to do it in the same way it's inevitable that some of the things Chris mentioned, he's going to have to just kind of walk through. But that's probably the one one thing that I would think could be something he's got to work at.
All right. Number four. Rome Odunze's father has made it very clear on social media that he isn't happy about his son's role with the Chicago Bears, but the second-year receiver downplayed the post and said he's happy with his current team. Quote, he told ESPN's Courtney Cronin, quote, I don't make a big deal out of it. Obviously, he has his opinions and I have mine, and he feels like he needs to voice those things on social media. That's his prerogative, but he speaks for himself. I speak for myself.
Talk to him.
I kind of feel like he's telling his dad to stop doing this in the media.
I think these are two grown men right here.
Odunze's father has been outspoken recently, with one of his most controversial posts being about the Bears trading Odunze, quote, to a team that will actually throw to him, end quote. He also has reposted a handful of posts about his son needing more targets. So, Tony, we've actually talked about this a little bit more in the, recently. Why do parents think this is a good idea?
I don't know that they think it's a good idea. Listen, all of our parents, I'm willing to bet, have had something negative to say about coaches that we were playing for. I know mine's had. And before, they didn't have an outlet. They just said it to you in the car on the way home or...
That coach needs to play anymore.
100%. I don't understand why you're not in there longer. Why does he keep taking you out? And I think now our parents are not protected from the social media craze. They're just not. Everybody's doing it. And so now instead of getting your thoughts off in the car or on the phone to your friend or whoever, you just go to social media and you can tell the world how you feel.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just think it's a new element that we are having to get used to. I don't think parents are intentionally meaning harm. They are genuinely frustrated that their child, they think, is not being treated the way that they feel like he should be treated.
Maybe he should be calling out the quarterback.
I don't know. What's their record?
I'm not sure, honestly.
I think they're doing all
right. I think they're winning, for sure.
5-3.
Chris, yes. Why do parents think this is a
good
idea?
Well, I'm not a parent. So I'm going to be...
You're a parent to Kylie.
I know, but she doesn't play sports.
Kylie the dog.
So I'm going to be a little harsher on this one. Only because I think a parent ought to be smart enough to know better that going on to social media and whining and complaining about your own kid not getting the ball enough, it's just a bad look. And I think it adds a little anguish to what your kid is trying to get accomplished out there. And I understand Rome Odunze trying to distance himself from it a little. I get Tony's point because when I referee a high school basketball game, I know that every parent watching the game is looking at it from a totally different prism from the one I'm looking at it, because I feel like I'm refereeing all the players. Parents think I should only be refereeing their player.
Right.
And so I get that, but I would like to... parents to, you know, hopefully be a little smarter and understand that there are 10 other guys on the offense for the Bears, and Rome Odunze can't just get the ball every play and just let it happen organically.
Can I play devil's advocate on this?
Yes,
for a second.
Of course.
If we are to say that our parents should be smarter, shouldn't the people who are reading the text from the parent also be smart not to
not to take it too much to heart.
To yeah. the son?
Okay.
Like, at this point, it's not like we're 5 and 6 year old and we're going back home and our parents are just repeating something that we told them. I mean, he watches the game just like everybody else does. So I think we should all be able to kind of separate father and son.
I agree with that.
And not assume that, oh, father said it, so this must be how son is feeling about it.
Yeah. You're right about that.
Yeah.
I mean, look, Lonzo and LaMelo and all of them, they had to put up a lot of stuff that they didn't say, or do.
Lonzo Ball's career almost ended due to the shoes his dad made him wear.
he literally said that,
yes,
too, by the way.
He did. He said he threw them away. Number three. Mark Sanchez will not return as a Fox Sports analyst as the former NFL quarterback faces trial stemming from his alleged attack on a truck driver last month. To replace Sanchez, Fox has hired Super Bowl winning quarterback Drew Brees. Quote, Fox spokesperson said today, we can confirm that Mark Sanchez is no longer with the network. There will be no further comment at this time. Chris, you're up first here. Do you think he will announce again?
He's got bigger problems right now. I don't know that I can get even to there. I mean, I don't know if, you know, how
he might
wind up in jail for a long time before he even has a chance to announce again. So
he's got to get through that first before he's back.
Yeah, I'm not ready to even answer that. Number one. Number two, we haven't heard a word about this since the actual incident. He's supposed to be in court December 11th, but most people don't think he'll even be there because of all of the recovery from injury and everything that's happened since. So this is going to take a long time to stretch out. But I certainly am not surprised that Fox made a move quickly.
Tony, do you think he announces again?
I don't know. I think Chris is right. He's got a mile of stuff in front of him that he's got to get through before he can even get to that question. You know, I think it's unfortunate that it goes down this way, but Fox kind of had to do what they had to do.
Yeah.
And shout out to my man Drew Brees getting an opportunity back in the booth. I know that's something he wanted to do. It seems like they've loaded up his boat pretty good there. He's pretty much going to be doing it the rest of the way.
Yeah, it's
whole Mark Sanchez thing is it borders on between sad and just really because scary, ugly too. Because I don't know what happened,
right.
But it seemed like he really beat the crap out of
and
that
the,
guy.
The crazier part is it seems like it's a one off. Like everybody had said he was a good dude, and
except his former I guess girlfriend or something.
Oh, did she say something bad?
Oh yeah, but they never have good things to say, do they?
That's
former girlfriends? No.
Former, yeah.
No, there's nothing good.
I think it was the mother of his child, but I don't remember if they were.
That's different than former girlfriend.
Okay, but what's in between girlfriend and ex-wife? I mean, I don't think they were married, so.
Well, I think the baby part is
the baby
changes it a little bit.
Number two.
Drake, already in the midst of an up-and-down 2025.
Another Drake one?
Yes. Made things worse for himself by inadvertently providing motivation for the Dodgers during their World Series win over the Toronto Blue Jays. Infielder Miguel Rojas, one of the Game 7 heroes, told TMZ Sports they were well aware of Drake trolling Shohei Ohtani throughout the series, and it helped them provide them with additional motivation. He said, quote, "We got this guy right here. We all know who he is, but you don't have to do that, man. Shohei Ohtani, he's been doing everything and anything for baseball, and that's kind of why Kike kind of had his moment there," end quote. Tony, is this motivation stuff actually a thing?
I mean, I'm pretty sure they wanted to win the World Series.
Yeah, that's
before
what I'm
that.
Thinking.
But I'm sure they also took great pleasure after watching their teammate get posted on and look crazy with that particular picture. I'm sure they took great pleasure. I'm sure they couldn't wait to get this off their chest. But was it a real motivation? Probably not. These dudes wanted to win a World Series.
Yeah, that's the motivation. Chris?
Partly I agree, but I'm just going back to what Jordan used to do. I mean, he used to make up
something
to motivate himself. And I got to believe that he really wanted to win the championship too.
Yep.
But he'd find extra motivation anyway. So I don't think that Drake just blew it here. I'm scared to ever pop off. Like
I know it's not going to happen in my lifetime. I'm running out of time. But if the Dolphins are like 20-point favorites in a Super Bowl someday, I would be scared to even think that they were going to win the game because I would jinx it. So, like Drake, you know, popping off after they took a 3-2 lead, that's why I don't do that stuff, because it can come back and get you.
Number one.
There is a new tallest man in college basketball, everybody.
And he's annoying Scraby for whatever
Florida's
reason.
Florida's Olivia Rio. He is a 7'9" center from Canada.
Say it again. No, size.
7'9".
That's
from crazy. Canada. He made history for his size Thursday night when he checked in for his first college minutes and in the process became the tallest ever to appear in a game in college basketball history. He's really great because he finished the game with no official statistics after checking in to play the final 209.
He played 2 minutes
win.
And they had all five guys guarding him, apparently.
Chris.
Yes.
He has received NIL deals before he even got a foot on the court.
Yeah, well.
Does he deserve NIL deals?
I don't know that he deserves it, but I mean, he's 7'9". That's going to be kind of an attention
because
grabber.
Because you're tall, all of a sudden you're just like...
I can't help
Scrape. Hold on. Have you seen him play?
He's only played one game!
San Diego State's only played one game.
But he was making NIL last year when he was on the bench on his red shirt.
What does it have to do with can he play or not? Maybe the guys in front of him
what
are better.
What if a guy who actually is good isn't getting the NIL because some guy just is a sideshow?
Trust me, if he was that good, they would find him and he'd be getting NIL.
Sideshow.
Scraby's saying he's a sideshow. I don't think that's fair yet.
If he's good...
Give him a chance. He's got one game under his belt, buddy.
Yeah, he didn't get any official statistics in the game, so.
Do better.
I don't know why this bothered me
so
much,
you're not going to like this question.
Just because you're tall, you get money?
You're not going to like this question, and some others may not. But people that are more attractive tend to get more chances out there sometimes than people that aren't as attractive.
Well, as an ugly person, that is true, Chris.
You don't like the question?
I don't like the question.
No.
All right, we got more. Gwen and Chris. Coming ahead.
Hey, it's Ben and Woods.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.